Hey everybody, welcome to Unscripted Unlimited, our second show on the Everything Unscripted Network. We're here to do our top 10 favorite cartoons of all time. I'm your humble, gracious, and beautiful host, Daniel Hummer. I'm here with a special guest, Rick's here.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Got Rick.
Eric's here.
What up, people?
And saving the best for last, my brother Doug's here.
Best for last. Hi.
We got a lot to get into today. Before we do, you want to do the plugs?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right. Make sure you listen to Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday night. Mixler.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. They can be found on all major podcast platforms. We're on 10:15, 10:20 Eastern Time. Usually, and Eric.
No, I'm joking.
Huh?
No, never mind. You were going to say me.
I'm going to mention you. And Eric usually joins him if he doesn't have to serve a prison sentence the next day. So 10:15, 10:20 Eastern Time on Wednesdays. That is the Friday show. And then Mixler.com/Hollywood Hangout. I think they have two different channels for their shows, right?
Yeah, it's Hollywood Hangout dash Hollywood.
Mixler.com/Hollywood Hangout.
Yeah. There's a dash in between.
And that's Hollywood Hangout Saturdays at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That is their movie show. Of course, listen to us Friday nights at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. This upcoming Friday, we're going to be talking This Tuesday in Texas. Which was a WWF pay-per-view event, and it'll be done on the 30th anniversary of the show, which is this upcoming Friday, December the 3rd. Also, join us on Saturdays around 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Unscripted Unlimited. Of course, we got our top 10 favorite cartoons of all time countdown coming out tonight. Next week, we are going to be doing a Settle It in the Ring, but it's going to be Cartoon Edition. We're going to be having the debate of which cartoon is better between the Looney Tunes, Scooby-Doo, and whichever cartoon comes out as the winner in another tournament that I'm running in a couple of cartoon groups. It's either going to be the Flintstones or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So whoever wins that will be joining Looney Tunes and Scooby-Doo. We're going to have somebody debate for Scooby-Doo. We're going to have somebody debate for the Looney Tunes, and we're going to have somebody debate for the third one, whoever that may be. And I'll reach out to the people that I'm going to beg to be on the show next week. So, Rick, you'll probably be getting another text from me. Anyway, all right, so... That's coming up next week. Also, tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Scaredy Cats, Daniel and Mindy. And you guys are doing a countdown yourselves, right?
Yep. Top 10 minds in the horror genre.
All right. Make sure you listen to that. And then this Thursday, right before kickoff of the probably an hour before kickoff, before the Thursday night football game between the Cowboys and the Saints, you're going to have Eric, Stevie, and Clinton with the NFL Hard Hits show. Also, make sure you listen to make sure you check out our buddy Sean on YouTube with Elite Diplodoc. And on Twitch, Sneaky Fetty. So that pretty much does it for the plugs.
All right. So we're doing our top 10 favorite cartoons of all time. Obviously, these will be biased, different lists. This is based on mine, Eric, Rick, and Doug's preference. So it's not the best cartoons, but our favorites. With all that being said, we'll go each give our number 10 and in order, and then 9 and so on, like we usually do with our countdowns. Now, we're going to start off with Eric. Eric, what's your top 10 favorite cartoon of all time?
What's his number 10?
Yeah.
Number 10 is Tom and Jerry. I think I remember watching this as a kid, obviously, and I thought it was a good cartoon. You got a cat and you got a dog, right?
Tom and Jerry's cat and mouse.
Cat and mouse. I thought they were cute together, so I that's why I like Tom and Jerry.
Okay. All right. Rick, what's your number 10?
Probably have to go with the Simpsons.
Okay.
There's just been so many good episodes. I mean, some of the more recent episodes in the last, dozen or so seasons haven't been that stellar, but, the early, first six, seven seasons, just so many good episodes.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely one of the more infamous cartoons of all time.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. What's yours, Doug?
At number 10, I have to go with one of the last cartoons that I actually liked watching. Because I kind of base my list off of, like, children's cartoons. And my number 10 is Kim Possible. And the reason why I picked that is because I remember watching it with Daniel and Sharon and Mindy. I thought it was like one of the last good Disney cartoons. And I said this on the show before, I always thought that, the dynamic of Kim and Ron, it was a great dynamic between the two, and you had the Naked Mole Rat, and the villains were just like, the villains were kind of unlike a lot of cartoon villains. Like, these villains were actually kind of funny. Because normally, like, cartoon villains, like, if you look at, to use an example, like Lex Luthor in the Super Friends cartoon, he was a diabolical villain. If you look at a cartoon like Street Sharks, Dr. Paradigm, he was a piece of garbage diabolical villain. Dr. Draken in Kim Possible was a complete idiot. So, like, to me, it was nice to have a villain that, like, you can actually, like, I know you're supposed to hate the villains, but it was nice to have a villain that, like, you didn't want to, go and murder the voice actor.
Yeah, I agree. My number 10 is probably a controversial pick, but I went with a pup named Scooby-Doo. Because as a kid, that was one of my favorites. I like the animation style. I like them all as, like, little kids. And it was a fun time.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the cartoon myself. It's actually on my list.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's on my list, too.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe it's not that controversial then. All right, number 9, Eric?
Number 9 is DuckTales. I briefly remembered watching this, but I based on cartoons I remember watching, so DuckTales, I remember there was a video game I used to play, and I thought this was a nice, good cartoon. It was fun. And they had a couple spin-offs. One was Darkwing Duck, right?
Darkwing Duck was a spin-off, yeah.
Yeah, so this was my number 9.
Absolutely. Definitely a great cartoon.
Yeah. I mean, and you could tell how successful it is just because of the fact that it got a reboot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Must have done something right.
Yeah.
All right, Rick, what do you got for your number nine?
My number nine, I'm going to have to say Tiny Toon Adventures. It's classic Looney Tunes, but it's them, and, you know, Looney Tunes, but it's more like a different take on Looney Tunes, like younger versions of kind of, you know, Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck and Taz and all them. It's just, you know, it's also nice that they incorporated those older characters in, like Bugs Bunny and Taz, like the teachers at the Acme University.
Yeah. It's actually funny. Or go ahead, Rick. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was just kind of funny seeing similar like pranks and similar things that the younger versions of Bugs and Daffy and Elmer Fudd and all that would getting their due to each other and get involved with and
right. And it's actually funny. I actually watched a pilot of Tiny Toons last week because we were doing research for last Saturday's show, and I happened to turn Tiny Toons on, and Bugs doing the introduction to it and kind of being that mentor to get Buster and Babs to kind of create the show. It was funny to watch because I barely remember the pilot. Like I remember a lot of cartoons, I don't remember the pilots to.
Yeah.
But it was kind of, it was fun to watch.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, definitely
also, like, and you had Elmira running around, so loving all the animals, and just too much love and killing her pets.
Right.
Very true. All right, Doug.
My number nine is a pup named Scooby-Doo. So. Again, like Daniel said, and again, like, it's funny, the show ran for 4 seasons, but only had 27 episodes. So, it's weird. The pulled pork. Yeah. But with Pup Named Scooby-Doo, the fact that they ran 4 seasons but only did 27 episodes, it's just funny. But again, it's part of that Scooby-Doo franchise. And, part of the franchise and just shows, like, the longevity and, the original idea of going back to when they were kids. And just like, even though we, only had 27 episodes, it's still, a cartoon that's still, immensely popular to this day. Daniel?
For my number 9, I went with American Dragon Jake Long. I thought it was one of the more underrated Disney cartoons of all time. I thought it had a great story and kind of, integrating kind of different cultures and stuff too. And, the action, the martial arts aspects of it was really cool. So I thought it was just a different type of cartoon for kids to grow up with. So that's my number 9. All right. Eric, you're number 8.
My number 8 is Jetsons. I thought this was another fun cartoon, different because it took place in space. The theme song is one of the best theme songs of cartoons. I liked it. I thought this was a good cartoon.
Yeah, I mean, again, and we've talked about before how it's the weaker. Or how I think it's the weaker of the three. But, still, I mean, a lot of people did like it. I mean, I know of certain people that say that, it's one of their favorites. Me, like, I liked it too, but I wouldn't necessarily say Jetsons.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, you know, unfortunately, it's not on my list.
Understandable. Rick, what do you got for number eight?
For number eight, I got Dexter's Laboratory. I just thought it was a really funny show. Poor Dexter just trying to, you know, use his brain and use his intelligence and just create all these different inventions, and then, you know, hapless Dee Dee just coming through and wrecking them all on him. And then ensuing chaos would come, or follow that. And that, you know, and then throw in later on in the show's run, you know, Dexter's, I guess I would say, maybe Eco or some a little better, Mandark.
Right.
Kind of challenged him as the, you know, smartest boy in town, smartest boy in school. Of course, he was thwarted by his love of Dee Dee.
Oh, yeah, him and Dee Dee were hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dexter was probably, because I always considered Dexter to be, like, one of the original Cartoon Network cartoons. Like, when Cartoon Network started coming on strong with, you know, their original shows, Dexter,
yeah,
I think, was one of the first. And I could, like, I actually related to Dexter. Not, like, in the whole boy genius thing, but having the, you know, the irritating sister that was a boil on my backside. And Rick, you know.
No comment.
Yeah.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, thanks for letting me go down with the ship, guys. But yeah, no, it's a, yeah, Dexter is, and I remember watching a couple episodes, you know, last year when we were getting ready to do the cartoon countdown, because I thought he was going to make the list. And of the one we did last year, but just hearing the way he talked and when he said that Dee Dee in one episode, he's like, "Is this your duty?" but yeah, no, I always liked Dexter.
Absolutely. All right, Doug.
I'm wheeling away.
Number eight.
Okay, so I kind of based this list on cartoons that I kind of grew up on, except for, like, number 10. Well, like, kind of the chronological order of, like, how I, you know, spent, you know, my time watching the cartoons. And a cartoon that I watched a lot when I was little, because it was always on before I went to school, is my number 8, and that's James Bond Jr. And you can actually, you can find all 65 episodes on YouTube. And it's just, it was a funny cartoon. So, you know, it's James Bond's nephew, you know, James Bond Jr., attending a, I think it was either a prep school or a college.
Yeah, I think it was a college.
And he was being advised by people that were in relation to people that, or, you know, worked with his uncle. And you had the kid in school that was always trying to get him in trouble, that Trevor Noseworthy. And you have, you know, all these, you know, kind of villains like Jaws and Oddjob and I think Goldfinger and Dr. Derange and Walker D. Plank. And, like, you know, now I have quite a few of the figures.
Six.
Yeah. So, like, but, yeah, it was one of my favorites. Like I said, I watched it every day before I went to school, you know, because that's when it was on. And, yeah, like, if you get a chance, like it's, all the episodes are on YouTube.
Absolutely. Now, my number 8. It's I stood mostly to the cartoon route. That's why I didn't put too much adult stuff on my list. But one I couldn't resist was Brickleberry. Brickleberry is a Netflix original. with Daniel Tosh playing an animated cute little bear who has a potty mouth. And it's all the kids' adventure at the camp of Brickleberry. It's a really fun time. It's good for kind of an older audience. And it's one of the most laughs I've gotten out of an animated show in a long time. So that's what I would go with. All right, Eric, what do you got for number seven?
My number seven is a classic. Another classic is the Flintstones. Obviously, this was one of the best cartoons of all time. As Doug's tournament is going, so, probably made the finals a couple times, right, Doug?
Not in the first two that I did. In the ones that I'm running right now, which, by the way, the one tournament is the bracket that Rick gave me, and the other bracket, or the other tournament, is the bracket that you gave me.
And they're both in finals.
They're both in the finals, and Flintstones is in both going against Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, and Ninja Turtles is winning one, and Flintstones is winning another. But I voted for both. I voted for one and another.
So,
yeah, Flintstones is a classic. Fred and Barney, we all know them. Everybody knows the Flintstones.
Yeah. And, like, I think Fred and Barney, like, you look at, like, any two, like, close friends or something like that, and sometimes, like, I've known, like, a group of, like, a duo of two guys that I'll just start calling Fred and Barney. As a matter of fact, I think, Rick, when I worked with you so many years ago, I forgot who the other guy was, but I know I called you and some other guy Fred and Barney for a while, and then I stopped when you started calling me Dino.
I think I remember that.
I can't remember who the other guy is, though.
I couldn't think of it right now off the top of my head either.
But yeah, Flintstone's definitely a legendary cartoon.
Yeah, I mean, it's on my list, and I'll say it later.
All right. Rick, what do you got for your number seven?
I got it's a huge classic, and I don't think there's many people, at least in my generation, that don't know him, the Looney Tunes, the original Looney Tunes. So many great characters. Great animation for its time. And for, short episodes, they were entertaining and, had some good writing in them. And, of course, who doesn't love Bugs and Daffy arguing about duck season or rabbit season?
Yeah, Daffy Duck I can actually relate to a lot.
I think we can all relate to Daffy Duck at one point or another.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, Looney Tunes, because, again, that's another cartoon that, like, is still popular to this day because you can still see it on, there's different iterations. Anybody that has HBO Max, obviously can watch it. Obviously, the new Space Jam movie came out, and they're a part of that. Rick, did you see
that's
new
right,
Space
yeah.
Jam yet?
What?
Did you watch the new Space Jam movie yet?
Oh, no, not yet. I don't know if I want to and ruin, what I remember of the original Space Jam, because I've heard some poor reviews of the movie.
Yeah, I heard bad reviews about it.
Yeah, so if there's bad reviews about it, like if you want to keep your good memories about the first one, you might not want to watch it. I mean, I haven't seen it yet either, so. Now I might think twice about it.
I mean, the trailer was funny when Daffy Duck came out. He's all CGI, and he said, "I look expensive." So there's a couple of funny things. All right, Doug.
Number seven?
Yeah.
Probably the oldest cartoon I have on the list, Woody the Woodpecker. And I just, again, it was another cartoon that was on before I went to school, you know, back when I was in elementary school. And I just, like, the laugh just somehow just kind of, it was just funny. And like the bird, and I know they did a movie about him, but the movie was met with all negative reviews, so I didn't watch it. But yeah, no, I mean, it was another one, because again, a lot of my list I based off the stuff that I kind of just, you know, grew up watching. That was my childhood of, you know, these cartoons were always on, or I always had them on whenever they were on.
Yes.
And Woody the Woodpecker happened to be one of them. I think it was actually one of the cartoons, you know, I said I watched it before I went to school, but I think it was the cartoon that Grandma and Grandpa got me on.
Woody?
I think so. That and another one that's going to be on the list, you know, a little bit, which I'll talk about when we get to it.
All right. Mine is Samurai Jack.
That's one that not a lot of people appreciate, I feel.
Yeah, it's an underrated gem. Another Cartoon Network one. And it was another one that was kind of different than any other one. It was a good action show. You know, it has a really good deep story, and you kind of get behind it. And they do a bunch of wacky kid stuff, too. So it's a lot of fun to watch with your little guy. Or, you know, if you're babysitting a little boy or something. And it's something you can get a lot of enjoyment out of, too. So I went with Samurai Jack. Eric, what do you got? Number six.
Garfield. I thought this was another good entertaining cat show. He was always a pain in the ass with his owner, but he was funny and it was entertaining. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I mean, it is entertaining, and it is entertaining to have a fat cat that's obsessed with lasagna. I mean, I'm being serious. Like, I always found them entertaining. And to be honest with you, like, I like the movie, too.
They had a movie. I forgot about that.
Yeah, they had two. I mean, the first one was a lot better than the second one.
Never saw the second one.
You never saw Tale of Two Kitties, Rick?
No, never saw the second one. I did see the first one. It was okay.
I mean, and I like Bill Murray. That's one of the reasons why I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
All right, Rick, what do you got for your number six?
Well, for my number six is actually one that's appeared a couple times. I was always always kind of enjoyed it, and it's Pup Named Scooby-Doo. I was always a huge fan of Scooby-Doo growing up. Just one of the cartoons I could always sit there and watch when it was on, and to see it kind of in a different perspective from them when they were young, seeing, you know, solving all these mysteries, you know, I forget what age they were, like 7, 8 years old, going about it the same way.
Yeah, I always liked in that cartoon how, like, Fred always had a thing. He always wanted to name Red Herring as a suspect, even though Red, like, wouldn't even be on the episode sometimes. And he would come in. He would come in and he would be like, you know, I haven't been featured all episode, right? But
yeah, I forgot about Red Herring.
Yeah. But, yeah, I know how much of a fan Rick is of Scooby-Doo. That's why, like, we'll probably be looking to you to be Scooby's representative in the debate next week.
All right, Doug.
Next?
Yeah.
Goof Troop. So, I really like this show because I like the dynamic of Goofy and his son Max. Obviously, like, the series culminated with the Goofy movie and then with the extremely Goofy movie, but I always liked the dynamic, and I liked, you know, the trouble that Max and the neighbor kid PJ would get into. I thought PJ's dad, you know, Pete, was a complete jerk. I always thought that Pete's wife, I think her name was Pam, she, like, I always, like, she, you could tell that, like, if she were able to get a divorce, she would. Like, she didn't want anything to do with any of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was funny, and you know, the theme song to me was kind of catchy. But, yeah, it's actually my favorite. Like, it was hard for me to decide whether this or DuckTales were going to go on the list, but ultimately I went with this one.
Damn. Beat DuckTales?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
All right. I went with Courage the Cowardly Dog. I think another different type one is spooky. It's probably shouldn't even be a kid show, but that's fine. It's, I think everyone's kind of went back with their friends and watched it as an adult and got creeped out by it. It's like, holy shit, how did kids watch this? But it was it was very unique, and I think that's what helped it stand out. It didn't feel like anything else, so had to put it on my list. All right, number five, Eric, top five.
Another classic, The Simpsons, still going today. As Rick said earlier, the episodes are not as good as they used to be, but I used to watch it like every Sunday, the new episode. So, yeah, one way, definitely in my top five.
Well,
Homer
with classic. Go ahead, Eric.
Homer Simpson is one of probably one of the best characters I've ever seen. So he's one of the most entertaining to watch.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, you know, and you and Rick both say that, you know, the episodes aren't as good as they used to be. You're going to run out of material after a while.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, you got to think about it. This show started in 1989, right? And, you know, you guys, I know you're both a year older than me. So you guys were probably, what, four?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys were four. I was three. You know, we're all in our mid-30s now. Well, different angle. But, like, so you would think, you know, this show has been on since the three of us were little kids. And
yeah,
you, it's hard to keep something running for 30, you know, for 30 plus years and not run out of ideas.
Oh, definitely.
So
the fact that it's still on, it's amazing.
Yeah.
That meant that part.
Yeah. Well, the thing about Simpsons still being on, you also got to think of the network that they're on. And it's quite an accomplishment because Fox shows usually suck. And Fox doesn't have like a real patience for, you know, shitty shows.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if they suck after, like, the first 6 months, they're done.
Yep.
Or, like, they'll let them go maybe a season or two, but then that's it. Simpsons, they let go for 30 years.
Yeah, they're the face of the network. Yes.
Exactly.
They got consistent ratings, too.
Yeah. Well, because they also keep up. You know, you got to think of the traditions they keep up. I mean, they do Treehouse of Horror every year.
Yeah.
So, you know, they are. And again, I'm not necessarily a Simpsons fan.
I know.
Okay. But, you know, I do stick up for a show, and I do have respect for a show that can go as long as it has and, you know, still survive on the air.
Yeah.
Because it's very hard to get a long run these days.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Especially these days in 2021.
So,
all right, Rick, what's your number five?
My number five is going to be Tom and Jerry. You kind of felt bad for Tom that every week Jerry gets there, every episode Jerry gets the best of him. I mean, there were a couple times where Tom kind of came on top, but you know, for the most part, it's always Jerry getting better of him. Then you add in, you know, some of, you know, Jerry's, like, I guess there were his relatives and the kind of things they would do to poor Tom. And then I don't think he ever had a name, but the bulldog was always in some of the episodes. You know, Jerry would set up Tom, so you know, the bulldog would get hit by something or run over by something, and you know, it'd be Tom. The first person you see is Tom, and you take all the aggression on poor Tom.
Wasn't the bulldog's name Spike?
Actually, yes, I think you're right. I think it was Spike.
I don't know. Like, the funny thing is that, like, every cartoon that has a bulldog in it, I feel like their name is Spike. Or even dogs in general, like, their name's Spike. And it's just like, there's other names out there. We couldn't get a Fido.
Well, Fido just wasn't found that imposing. Spike, you know, that sounds menacing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, nobody's going to name their bulldog Fido.
And, of course, they had the Tom and Jerry movie where they actually, you know, gave them voices, and that was a little weird at first.
Yeah.
Not talking about the recent one they did, the live-action one. I'm talking about the actual cartoon one they did.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Tom and Jerry Kids?
A little bit, not a lot.
Yeah. I watched that a lot when I was younger. Again, you know, had a very catchy theme song. I thought it was an awesome cartoon. I liked when they did the, because they always had like three different like episodes in one.
Yeah.
And it was always Tom and Jerry in one episode or in one. And then in the middle one, you would have Droopy Dog and his son.
Yeah.
And then you would have Tom and Jerry again. And it was just, you know, I thought it was fun to watch. So, but no, Tom and Jerry is about as iconic of a cartoon. Because, again, you talk about longevity and the fact that, you know, it's still running to this day. Yes, there's new adaptations of it. But it's still running.
It's true.
Yeah.
There's still that popularity.
All right, Doug, what's your number five?
Somebody brought up Garfield earlier. I'm going to bring up what you call the bootleg Garfield, Heathcliff.
Okay.
This was the other show that Grandma and Grandpa introduced me to. Because I remember being just a couple years old, sitting in the bed or waking up, you know, at whatever time in the morning, going, sitting in the bed with Grandma. She turns on the cartoons. It would be Heathcliff. Watch that, then Woody the Woodpecker would come on, and then whatever else after, and then usually Grandpa coming in, interrupting me watching cartoons, asking what we want for dinner that night, you know, at 8:30 in the morning. But I always liked the show. I got the entire series on DVD, but I don't need it now because it's on Paramount. It's just, you know, Heathcliff, and what I actually didn't know till a couple of days ago, is that Heathcliff actually, they started, I mean, it was a different, like, version of it, But they came out with a Heathcliff. They came out with a Heathcliff in 1980. It was based off. I think it was based off a comic book, and the voice was done by Mel Blanc. But it only lasted, you know, I think it only lasted one season. And then they brought it back in 84, and it went, you know, 86 episodes. And this one was Heathcliff and the Cadillac Cats. So you had Heathcliff and you had, you know, his crew, which was Spike, another bulldog. You had, you know, his Heathcliff's girlfriend, Sonia. Don't mind me, I'm dying. And like the second part of the cartoon was Riff Raff, the Cadillac Cats. You had Riff Raff, you had Cleo, Mongo. I forgot the other two guys, but one cat always rhymed. And like the adventures that they would get in, and then at the end of every episode, you would have Heathcliff come out with a PSA. Spike was usually with them. And I remember those being funny because the one PSA was how Heathcliff would say, you know, you want to take good care of your pets. You don't want them to get, you don't want them to eat too much and get overweight. You want to keep them on a strict diet. And, you know, and Spike looks at him and says, speak for yourself, fatso. And I just thought it was funny. Like, I still laugh at the episodes to this day.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, my number five was Tom and Jerry. So I think the other two hit it on the head. It's a legendary childhood cartoon. I grew up on it. So, Eric, what do you got for number four?
Rugrats. I thought this was another entertaining show that I enjoyed watching a bunch of babies talk and try to find adventures to do. I was fairly entertained by this.
And that's the funny thing, because I consider them to kind of, them and Doug to be the original, like, Nickelodeon cartoons. And the Rugrats, did either one of the two of you ever play the Rugrats PlayStation game?
I don't remember playing Rugrats. Okay. I might have.
Rick, you never did?
No, I never did.
So, I actually, believe it or not, and Rick, you'll probably fall over when I say this, but I actually enjoyed playing this game more than I enjoyed playing a lot of the wrestling games I had when I was 13 years old.
Oh, wow.
Because I just got enjoyment out of it, because a lot of the, you know, missions in that game were based on the episodes.
Exactly.
So, Rugrats is a good cartoon. Like, from what I've heard, the reboot that they just did kind of sucks. But I
they did a reboot?
Yeah.
I have to go back and watch it.
It's on Paramount. It's a new one. They're just coming out with it.
Same guys or different babies?
I think it's the same babies.
Tommy Pickles. All right, Rick, who's your number four?
So, tonight, number four is actually going to be Fairly Odd Parents. I wasn't really like a kid when it came out, but I still enjoyed the show. Just the stupid things that, you know, Timmy even know, like later on he would realize it was a bad idea, the stupid things he would wish for. And then the stupid things he would try to wish for, and, you know, Wanda would remind him, you know, you can't do that, and Cosmo would be sitting there, you know, asking Wanda why not, or, you know, egging Timmy on to ask for something even sillier. And then, of course, you had the big fairy. I don't remember his name, but, you know, him, whenever they did break the rules, coming, you know, coming into the team here, coming up, you're coming into Timmy's room or wherever he's at, and, you know, telling him, well, you know, this is your punishment, and you're taking away Wanda or Cosmo or making, you know, if it was a, something that affected people, you, you know, making him or making Timmy feel the same thing that the people that affected did.
Right. To be honest with you, I never actually watched an episode of Fairly Odd Parents.
It was a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. All right, Doug.
And then...
Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah. And then, like, it goes along with my next answer, but, you know, the crossover episodes they did with another cartoon that was on Nickelodeon. I guess I won't give it away, but, you know, if anybody's ever watched, they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and we'll keep the suspense going until we get to number three. All right, my number four is The Real Ghostbusters. Again, it goes back to, you know, the whole childhood thing. I watched them before I would go to school. They would be on right after James Bond Jr. Or, you know, in the summertime if I were home, you know, obviously the episodes would be on. And they ran for 7 years. Or 7 seasons. And Slimer, you know, was a key part of the show, too. As a matter of fact, after season 4, they called it Slimer and the Real Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
All right, so it's the longevity of a show, and it was, you know, the cartoon was, you know, kind of based off the movie. And it's still, I don't know if I would necessarily say it's still popular to this day, but, you know, you still see posts and memes about it in Facebook groups and all these different cartoon groups. I mean, I enjoyed it just because of, like, some of the stuff that you would see the guys get into.
Yeah.
And, you know, how Slimer always got on Peter Venkman's nerves.
Right. All right. My number four is Teen Titans. I think this is a classic for a multitude of reasons. I think they did a great job of making the Teen Titans into a cartoon and kind of suitable for kids, but it's also cool enough that like a teenager or someone like that can watch it with their friends and think it's a good time. It's a great heavy action show, but there's good story elements too, and I like the anime style animation that they use for it. So Teen Titans number four. All right, we're getting to the bottom three. What do you got, Eric?
We do. I just thought there was always something entertaining about a dog talking, especially Scooby. And I like this kind of movie, a show, because it's kind of like horror and mystery and missing to one. So I like that kind of stuff.
All right. All right, Rick, the people are dying with suspension. What's number three?
Well, Jimmy Neutron. Kind of similarities to like Dexter's Lab, where, you know, he was a boy genius, except he didn't have, you know, his annoying sister to ruin all of his inventions, but he kind of caused a little mayhem with some of his inventions anyway. He didn't think them all the way through sometimes, and something would go awry. But just not even just him, but like just. The wacky thing Sheen would do, or the, you know, the odd things Carl would do, or, you know, Carl's the weird obsession with Jimmy's mom, and then of course, yeah, and of course the kind of hostile relationship Cindy and Jimmy had, and their competition, but, you know, secretly the feelings for each other.
I remember the movie. I don't remember watching the show a lot, but I do remember liking the movie.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the three crossover episodes they did with Fairly Odd Parents, with, you know, Jimmy Neutron.
All right, Doug.
Yeah. Do you notice, though, that, like, you know, like your list is a lot of Cartoon Network?
Yeah.
You know, and Rick. You know, Rick, you know, kind of was a, you know, kind of a mix, but like you see a lot of like Nickelodeon on there.
Yeah.
Or at least a couple Nickelodeon I went back to the, you know, to the 80s a lot because I'm old. Even though the other two guys that are on the show with us too, you know, they're older than I am. But my number three is X-Men the Animated Series.
Ooh.
Okay. And it's kind of timely that I bring them up because, you know, the news that broke a couple weeks ago of, you know, X-Men 97 coming out in, what, 2023 or sometime next year?
Yeah.
And, like, it being a continuation of X-Men, the animated series, X-Men 97. They're going to pick up where they left off. But this cartoon, it wasn't necessarily meant for little kids. It was meant for teenagers. Because, like, you had a main character die in the first couple of episodes.
Yeah, it came back, but...
Yeah. And, like, so, but I enjoyed watching it because, again, it was on Fox. Fox is what aired WWF Superstars in the morning. And X-Men would be on at 11:30. Superstars would be on at noon. You know, paint the picture there.
Right.
All right. That's what I would use as my lead in to wrestling.
Okay.
When I was allowed to watch it. When I wasn't allowed to watch it, it would still be my lead in the wrestling because I just go, you know, downstairs, turn the sound down, and just turn the TV on. Because I kind of, you know, bucked at authority.
Okay. My number three, the best of all time, I went with Star Wars, The Clone Wars. I thought it was a good new take on the Star Wars mythology. I think it was probably better than the actual movies that kind of took place in the same setting. I think it, the best version of Anakin Skywalker before being Darth Vader and all the stuff him and Obi-Wan Kenobi would get into. And it just lended itself to an animated show really well, and it lasted damn near forever. So that would be my number three. What do you got for number two, Eric?
Hey, Arnold. I enjoyed this show very much. I thought storylines were entertaining. I really enjoyed it. So one of my all-time favorites.
All right. Rick, what do you got?
For number two, I actually have Futurama. It's not necessarily a kid show, but more kind of like an adult show or adult cartoon, but that's probably why I liked it. I can still go back, you know, and watch them even today. Not so much like they almost had the right amount of seasons and episodes, and then, you know, they rebooted I think it was like 6 years ago, they did, you know, like three more seasons, which those weren't the greatest. The movies they had that led up to the reboot of the series, you know, those are great. But just, you know, love Bender's character. Of course, bumbling Zap Brannigan. And then just how kind of clueless yet heroic Fry was. And then, you know, you got kind of the absent-minded, you know, Professor Farnsworth. But just, you know, a lot of great characters in the show. A lot of great episodes.
Absolutely. Dougie?
All right, my number two, it was touched on earlier, it's the Flintstones. Obviously one of my favorite cartoons of all time. Fred and Barney, I thought, had an unbelievable chemistry. You know, they have kind of a newer version of the Flintstones now on HBO Max that centers more on the kids. And, you know, it's funny to watch. Like, the animation is shit, but it's funny as hell.
Yeah.
But, no, just Fred and Barney and some of the stuff they would get into, and Fred just being so full of himself. And, you know, Barney kind of just being like, okay, Fred, whatever you want, Fred. Until, you know, Fred wanted him to dress up as a baby. But, yeah, no, it's my number two. It's one of my favorites. And to be honest with you, I actually hope that it wins the tournament that I got going on right now, because that's what I want to be in the debate next week.
All right,
didn't
my number
do,
two.
Like a Flintstones kids type show, too?
Huh?
Didn't they do like a Young Flintstones too, or like a Flintstones Junior or something
kids.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
They did do a Flintstone Kids.
That was what around the area where it was popular to do that.
Yeah, they came out in 90. They were the last ones to do it, I think. Scooby did it first, then Tom and Jerry, then Flintstones. They didn't last as long, though.
Okay. My number two is focused on three astounding gentlemen, geniuses, Jawbreaker fans, Ed, and Eddie. This is a classic for a multitude of reasons. It's not a big action backdrop. It's not, you know, a young boy genius or a sponge. It's just three little bastards getting into trouble and pissing everybody off in the process and trying to make some money. So I related to it heavy as a little kid, as a little bullshit con artist myself. So I love this show. So many good personalities, all the side characters hilarious, from Jimmy and Plank and, you know, the three sisters. There's so much to unpack in this show that it's just so fun to go back and watch it. All right, Eric, number one.
My number one favorite cartoon is Doug.
Aww.
this was my favorite because I enjoyed the storylines and all that, and
explain
I always watched it.
Storylines.
Pretty interesting.
Go ahead. Huh?
No, I'm done. Go ahead, Doug.
See, he is like, and what's funny is that, like, you would think, you know, 97, you know, Nickelodeon was done with him. They thought they could do all they could do with him. Disney picks him up. You get three more years out of it. And a movie. Okay.
Yep.
And, like, I was actually watching something or saw something on one of the cartoons. Well, actually in both cartoon groups, because the same members are in both freaking groups. Doug actually just about a week or so ago, the cartoon turned 30.
Oh, yeah, I
saw
that.
You know, the meme is Doug shaving, which already he shaves more than I do. You would think, you know, Nickelodeon thought they could take the show as far as they did. And, you know, they were done with it. And then all of a sudden, you know, Disney picks it up, gets three more years, you know, because it takes them in, I think, junior high or high school. He was just like, because you look at the cast of characters on there. You got Doug. You obviously have his family, sister Judy. You have Skeeter, the best friend. The dog pork shop, you have Petty Mayonnaise, you have Roger Clot, you have other side characters.
Yeah.
I mean, I always enjoyed the show. I didn't like, you know, people, you know, calling me Doug Funny and all that. But, you know, it is what it is.
All right, Rick, your favorite cartoon of all time?
Favorite cartoon of all time is definitely Scooby-Doo. The show, even in high school, you know, I watched quite a bit of it. Wasn't a huge fan of, like, some of the newer episodes of Scooby-Doo that they remade, reimagined, I guess, the early 2000s, mid-2000s. Early 2000s. Couple of, you know, good movies that were late 90s, like, you know, Zombie Island, Witch's Ghost, and then of course, you know, classic episodes, original apps, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? And then the guest stars they have on the show, like Batman and Robin and Joker and Penguin and the Globetrotters. And then, of course, I know a lot of people didn't like him. I was always kind of a fan of Scrappy-Doo. Not so much in the live-action movie, though, but they're in the cartoons. And then the Scooby-Doo, the 13 Ghosts little series was just, Scooby and Shaggy and Daphne, and I think Scrappy was there.
Yeah, wasn't there another person involved, too? Like, they had, like, a new character or something?
Yeah, Vincent Van Gogh, that's the chest they Scooby opened and let all the ghosts out. They had to go and round up all the souls from the chest.
Yeah, he is, again, you talk about, like, longevity of a cartoon and kind of like, I've mentioned it a few times before, a franchise. Looney Tunes is a franchise. Obviously, Scooby-Doo is a franchise because they were able to get so many different, versions of that cartoon out there.
Yeah.
And, when they had that resurgence, with Warner Brothers, when Warner Brothers made the movies, like Rick said, Zombie Island, Witch's Ghost, Alien Invaders, Cyber Chase, which I know is actually your favorite.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a hell of a franchise.
All right, Doug, what's your favorite?
All right. I don't think a lot of people are going to be surprised by this because I haven't mentioned him yet.
Yep.
But
Powerpuff Girls?
Damn it, yes. No. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Would have never got that one.
See? I knew I would stump it. I knew I would stump somebody. but, like, yeah, obviously the original, the 1987 version, which went for forever. It went for, like, 10 years. Obviously, the quality of the shows would drop after, like, the first, like, I think by, like, season 7, they didn't know what else to do. They got rid of Shredder. They had another villain. It went down in quality. But, like, they were such a franchise. They got, the movies out of it, or the original movies out of it. They brought them back in 2003. They rebooted it. They got a 7-year series out of that. As a Ninja Turtle fan, I had the action figures when I was little. Obviously, I watched the movies. I had the first two movies. Actually, I had all three live-action movies on VHS. Had the video game. Had a bunch of Ninja Turtle stuff. I dressed up as Leonardo for fucking Halloween, for Christ's sake. In my opinion, it was one of the best cartoons, out there.
Okay. I think a lot of kids would agree with you. Now, my number one of all time, something that shaped me into who I am today, one of my favorites, my favorite of all time watching it as a kid, Batman the Animated Series. I know it did well in a lot of your cartoon tournaments, and damn well it should have. This is classic for... I mean, there's so many reasons. The dark tone, but it was still accessible for kids. The action, the detective work, the mystery about it. This is almost the perfect TV show. And it's one of the cartoons you watch as a kid, and you didn't feel corny. You felt cool.
Definitely.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that, like, because I remember watching it when I was a kid. It would, every day after school, it would be on... watch it, a lot of times watch it with dad, but it had like that dark tone in some of the episodes, like, did scare the crap out of me.
Yeah.
But, Batman, obviously such an iconic character.
The best.
So I think a lot of people feel that way, and it really opened up the door for the DC cartoon universe.
Yes,
because people will say, and I think they do have a point. Like Marvel might make better movies.
Yeah.
But DC, you know, kicks their ass in the cartoons.
Yeah, I mean, and Teen Titans, I talked about that earlier. That was separate from all that, too. That tells you how crazy it was. Because you got Batman, the animated series. Then you got Superman, the animated series. Then you got Justice League. Then you got Justice League Unlimited, where you put a bunch of other heroes that no one knows about in it. It was just, it was done perfectly, the whole universe. But this was the start, so I had to go with this.
Yeah.
Does anybody have anything else, or you want to head home?
I don't have anything. Does anybody have honorable mentions that they realized halfway through giving them that they didn't do?
Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters, those two, I guess.
Yeah. Rick, are there any cartoons that you're disappointed didn't make anybody's list?
No. No.
Okay. But, all right, so next week is basically, it's going to kind of end our, cartoon trilogy that we're doing here for now, and then, you know, we'll pick it back up again later. Again, next week, it's going to be Looney Tunes versus Scooby-Doo versus either Flintstones and Ninja Turtles, or Flintstones or Ninja Turtles. And we'll find, you know, a person to argue each show. So Rick, expect a text from me very soon.
And with all that being said, everyone have a great night, and this is a good time.
All right.
See you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Definitely. Bye, guys.
Yeah. See you.